Thank you for calling customer service, Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I was just looking at my statement, and I had a charge on here for $7.45.
Okay. What's your zip code, ma'am?
35672.
And your name?
Karen Brooks.
Ms. Brooks, will you verify your address for me, please?
5465 Alabama Highway 101, Town Creek, Alabama, 35672.
Okay.
And can you tell me if there's any more on there?
What I've noticed here, ma'am, on 11-6, as viewing your account, I see 11-6, you agreed to pay the shipping and handling to receive a Wi-Fi booster?
No, ma'am. I didn't do that.
No one in your household did?
I'm not sure, but I didn't give them the permission to do it.
Okay, is your question for last four of your card?
Well, I've got two. I've got one ending in 9363, and then the other one is ending in 4811.
So that's a card I see here on the 4811 on 11-6, Karen Brooks on Atlanta Highway 101, Alabama Highway 101. $7.45. Will you agree to pay the shipping and handling to receive the Wi-Fi booster?
Yes, but I didn't give permission to do that.
You didn't use your card to get the Wi-Fi booster?
No, ma'am. Someone else had to use my card.
So you want me to ask? You want me to forward this as fraud?
No, I will. I've got a call tomorrow.
So what would you like for me to do tonight? If you're telling me you didn't do it, you don't want me to send it as fraud, so what would you like for me to do?
I just want you to add my money back on here.
Give you money back, and you're saying that you didn't do it, though, right?
Yes, but I've got to call them tomorrow for something else, too.
Well, first of all, it was a couple of issues with the client. It's declined all the way through, actually. They attempted back in November 11-10, but either I'm going to send it over as fraud, or you're saying that you're unaware of this charge for $7.45, ma'am.
Is that the only one you see on there?
That was a ship. Your Wi-Fi booster has been shipped out. It was shipped out on 11-8, so you should have that already.
I don't have it.
You never received the Wi-Fi
booster. What is a Wi-Fi booster?
That would have been the object, that would have been the gadget that you were received when you chose to pay the shipping and handling to receive your welcoming gift to join the gadget club.
Okay, but what is a Wi-Fi booster?
Let's see here. Here is a Wi-Fi booster. It boosts the Wi-Fi?
Let me ask
you this. Do you need me to forward this over to the fraud department?
Yes, and is my money going to be put back on my card?
I don't know about the money going back on your card because your cards are declined. No monies have been taken off your cards.
Okay.
Well, so either I need to transfer this over as fraud.
Well, if it's not been charged to my card, then that's fine.
Okay, you said if it haven't been charged to your card, it's fine. Don't report it as fraud. But if it's charged to your card, report it. Over?
Yeah. Yes, is it been charged to my card?
Ma'am, I see $7.45 was charged to your card back on November 8th. That's the only thing I see that's been charged. Now, what I can do, and nothing has been done since 11-16 on this, and... I haven't noticed that it has been canceled, but nothing else has happened since 11-16. But I'm not sure what you're asking me to do today. What do you need me to do?
I mean, it was taken off my card. I just want my money put back on my card.
But you're saying that it's not you that did that.
It wasn't me. It could have been my one of my kids.
Okay,
you're
saying it's not you, but you want me to put it back.
Yes, ma'am.
No, I can report it as a fraud if it's not you, but the only thing that's been taken off, everything they attempted to get was declined.
Okay, so everything has been declined.
With the exception of $7.45, which they took
okay,
back.
Okay, I'm just going to call them myself because I can't get no info out of you.
Well, November 6th.